Nick, Jess and Darko, welcome to the podcast.
Just want to read one of my all-time favourite titles of a newspaper article, which was, "Police have charged 15 men over a large consensual fight."
I'm sorry, what?
What's a consensual fight? Is that, like,
that is Anchorman. That's when the news teams all fight and there's no touching of the hair or face.
I'm picturing, like, you know, at those medieval festivals where you come dressed in your colours and you do the sword play.
They're such freaks.
And the jousting.
I love that.
And the jousting. Yeah. Is that what a consensual fight is?
Close, except these people were using real swords, real batons, and 8 of the 15 men are now in either a serious or critical condition in hospital.
What?
So it's two warring factions. That's the only way that the police have described them at the moment. I assume they mean gang warfare, but I don't know. They organised the fight. They organised a time and a day, and then they rocked up with their weapons. They had a go at each other. And then someone, you know, like, called up and said, look, there's a bit of something going on in the front yard of a house over here.
There's guys with batons and tridents, and they're killing each other.
What do you mean they set a time and the date? Was there a Facebook event?
Consensual fight. Click attending if keen.
If you're fighting,
we'll divide you into teams.
If you're fighting with a rival gang, are you seriously? What is the method of communication? Do you send out invites? Like, how does this happen?
Yeah. I don't know how. But they have interviewed one of the people who are in this fight, and that is his quote. This was a consensual fight between two warring factions.
This is West Side Story.
I remember in high school, a mate of mine who was a bigger dude, bit of an alpha. He got into a consensual fight with someone else from another school. It was like a rival fight.
Yep.
And they'd text and be like, Friday on the roof of the Indooroopilly car park.
Do you remember what the beef was about?
Was it a lady? High school drama. I think it was a lady.
Okay.
I don't remember. So anyway, then you have one side which was all their school and one side which was all our school.
Yep.
Made a circle, and there was guys and girls there too, and these two were in the middle of the circle, and they just had a fight in their school uniform.
Who won?
I think my mate did.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, it kind of finishes, and no one's dead or knocked out or hurt. Like, and then it sort of stops.
Did the other,
like,
guy just?
I can't remember how it finished.
How did the fights finish?
It gets awkward at the end. You're like, we all just sat around and watched two teenagers have a go at each other.
Do you know how fights normally ended at my school? With a handshake, like, all right,
we're done now.
But was there a declared winner?
No, you just kind of stop, and then it's just like,
because you're not fighting to the death. You know what I mean?
Like,
It's an interesting way, unless security comes. That,
of course, and breaks it up. But then is there just the anger still bubbling away, and we reschedule for, you know, a week down the track?
Yeah. Maybe.
I wonder if the COVID pandemic postponed any consensual fights that were planned.
Maybe, because they couldn't gather that many people.
Yeah.
I had something nearly as brutal at school. So to people from school, one of them was a good mate of mine, Al, were warring.
And
do you remember what it was over?
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was over, but I remember the quote because it has gone down in school folklore.
Oh, I love those.
Al yelled out in front of a lot of people, "Oh yeah, I challenge you to a word fight, 3:30 on the main lawn."
Hey, was he being genuine?
He was being genuine.
Fight.
He didn't want fisticuffs.
Nah.
He was a bit afraid of fighting, but he knew he had a sharp mind, and he was ready for a word fight.
What did he want?
Like word tennis? Yeah, or someone going to, like,
it's
a game we play?
Yeah. Things that start with S. Go. Snake. but more importantly, the Gilman, you have some stuff to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a fine coming up, but this one's on you because I'm forced to talk about this by you guys.
Hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, just because we share a lot off the air as well, you can't have a go at us for then going, the Hit family needs to hear this story also.
Okay, well, I get fined every time I mention an ex on the show because I'm friends with most of them.
Which is the weirdest thing on the planet.
Darko and I are buying a holiday house.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting so rich
from Nick mentioning the exes and him paying a fine each time.
Okay. Even your wife's like, don't say they're an ex.
Just say they're a mate of yours.
Yeah.
But we know because all his friends are exes.
Yeah, I know.
Except Muzzcat. We know you haven't dated
Muzzcat
him.
Muzzcat and Baino, but he hasn't seen Baino in 10 years.
He's really dropped off the radar, Baino.
Oh, anyway, what's going on?
Okay, so ex of mine yesterday called me to catch up. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's a while? Like 3 days? Was that another ex you spoke to 3 days ago?
Yeah. He'll keep up to it. Which ex is this side? Oh, Lucy, hello.
I haven't spoken to Lucy for a long time. Anyway, another $2. Okay, so we were chatting, right? And she was saying she's about to start up a fashion label, which is very exciting times. But she was tossing up between going down the Zoe Foster Blake style of putting herself as the face of the brand, even though she's very reluctant to. Because Zoe Foster Blake is a very approachable person and, like, a really good face of the brand. And she was just like, I just don't think I should. And so in my head, I think it's a good idea for her to do it. So in my head, I want to say, you're an attractive person. Ooh. You would be a good person to be able to front your brand.
Yes, because as women, is it women's fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah, as women, we see like attractive women wearing the clothes and we go, yes, it'll make me look like that.
Yes.
And so you want to tell her, yes, it'll work on the brains of the women.
Yes, but... A, I'm a married man, so I don't want to disrespect my wife by telling my...
I mean, you're already talking to your ex, but carry on.
By telling my ex that she's attractive. And B, I don't want to tell an ex they're attractive because I just think it, like, there's nothing between us, but it just sends the wrong message.
You've had an ex, not this one, a different one. You've bumped into them with Georgette and she's gone, Nick's obviously still in love with me. Purely because of just how you greeted her.
Yeah.
So imagine if you told one of them she was still banging.
Yeah.
Very tidy, should be the face of a fashion label.
I think
you're
gorgeous and you should be the face because you're very attractive.
I mean, I did date you, obviously. Yeah. You know, I thought you were 10.
But then you broke up with her. So what's that saying? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So
you were gorgeous, not for me. Not for me.
Someone will like your face. Yeah. I just didn't.
I got over it. It served its purpose.
It won't diminish your brand sales. Not at all. Not at all.
So I was grappling with how I could get across the message that I think her look would be good for the brand without saying that she was an attractive person, because I think that's disrespectful to Georgette and mean to her.
Can you say, you're not ugly?
So I think even that's too far.
Yeah.
That's too complimentary.
Yeah. So in the end, I landed on...
Yeah, what'd you say?
Quite awkwardly.
Yeah.
I go, do you know what? The thing about you is that your face is approachable looking, and I think that you're quite a presentable package as a human.
Oh,
presentable package. That's what people are putting in their Tinder bios. I am a presentable...
I'm an approachable face, presentable package, human. My ex said so. Date me.
Quote, Nick Gill, 2021.
And then she paused for like a good 3 or 4 beats and goes, thank you.
So it didn't go down well.
No.
She, as a result of that, I mean, totally effusive confidence booster. She is going to be the face of this brand.
You know,
wow.
He goes home that night to his lovely wife, Georgia, and goes, hey, babe, good news. My ex, whatever her name is, ex number 45, is going to be the face of this brand. I told her she's great looking. She's good looking. She should do it herself. Then he starts a fight on the home front.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little fires everywhere, babe. You,
That's the book I'm reading at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a side note.
Okay. Yeah. Did you tell your ex about that? You swap book stories? And...
Yeah, we're both avid readers.
Is this the ex you go to the movies with?
Yeah, she's my movie buddy. Oh, but she lives in Adelaide, so.
So weird. There's just so many layers of weirdness.
I reckon this is like a triple word score on The Fine. This is a
we're
big deal.
This is what, $6 plus all the other mentions. You guys have made about $28 just right now.
When did you have a seniors moment? Be honest and own up, because obviously Joe Biden, Scotty Morrison and Boris Johnson were together. They had the press conference all over screens from their various countries. Joe Biden was thanking the prime ministers for their involvement. Mm-hmm. Now he got Boris Johnson's name out A-OK. And then when it came to Scotty, our fearless leader's name, this is what happened.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
I love how it happens 3 times. Like, that fellow down
so
under.
Cringe.
And then he's just like, wait, I think I've got it. Thank you, pal.
Nope,
I didn't, but I've got it now. Thank you. Damn it. Mr. Prime Minister.
Wow.
You can hear his brain ticking
over. Wow.
Thank you,
Boris. That's so uncomfortable.
It's so good, isn't it? And Scotty's just on the screen smiling and staring like, this guy's forgotten my name.
I would have loved to seen a human moment from Scott Morrison there being like, Mr. President, you don't remember my name, do you?
Do you know who I am?
Loved that.
Oh, it's so good.
When you see someone and then they greet you quite warmly and you can't remember who they are, you go over the top with niceness, like as though you're quite warm with them as well. He's done that as well. Like he assumed that he would go, I'm going to call him that great fella down under, as though we're just such good mates that I don't even need to use his name.
We're beyond names.
We're
on nicknames and pet names and terms of endearment.
You're right though. Scotty did come out and have a laugh about it, but instead he just sits there smiling like,
yeah,
it's all fine.
Oh God,
so
it's
good.
Embarrassing.
But Joe Biden, how old is he? He's pretty old.
Oh, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does have moments like that. He's senior moments. I mean, he's allowed to.
It's like the rock stars when they come out of retirement to do one last tour and you see that they've had to stick the name of the town that they're in on the back of the guitar.
Yeah,
just because
there's
a lot of people they're meeting.
Yes.
They're doing a lot.
He's 78.
He's 78.
And we wanted to know, 13, 10, 60, when did you have a senior's moment? Or you could dob your parents in.
Gilly, over here. We all just look at Nick.
I'm going to dob myself in.
Oh, good. Yeah.
particularly if I've had a bad night's sleep, I just forget terms for things. So I remember quite recently I was in the studio with the Quokkas producer and I wanted to say saxophone and I genuinely could not think of the term for saxophone. So I said, I think in this spot we need a solo from a, you know, the sexy bent trumpet.
And, we need to rename saxophones from this moment forward. That is a great name.
I've also called
Did he know what you meant?
He did.
He got it.
He did. He got it from that. So, I mean, who's to say that I was wrong? Maybe the term saxophone is too hard to explain. I've also had a blank on the word glass, like drinking a glass of water.
Yeah.
And I've asked if I could have a liquid vessel.
Can I grab one of the
liquid vessels, you know, that you put the liquid into. It's a vessel for liquid.
A glass?
That's it. Thank you. So I've had plenty of senior moments in my time.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, no, we're not quite ready to put him down yet, but.
No. Because even with the seniors' moments, so much joy, so much laughing.
Yeah. If I can't think of the term sexy bent trumpet, that's when
then
you know
we've
I've
got
lost
problems. Yeah. Brittany's in Mayfield. Good morning, Britt.
Morning, guys.
Have you had a senior's moment?
It's my mum.
Oh, yep.
She's forgotten my birthday definitely 2 years in a row, potentially three.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Firstborn, too, so you think that'd be very memorable.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be the special one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the first year it was like, oh, I forgot the day. I thought it was the 3rd of July instead of the 4th. And then this year it was my sister that reminded her, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, geez.
Love you, Mum.
Yeah, thanks
Thank
so much,
you, Mum.
Jazz texted in on the text line 04-888-881069 and said, I always walk upstairs to get something and then I forget what I walked upstairs to get.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Me
you
too.
Walk into a room and go, what?
Why am I
Is
here?
It sleep time? Is this why I'm in the bedroom? It's 2 p.m. I mean, for me, that is sleep time.
Yeah. but right now, guys, I'm in a real life cats versus dogs scenario.
Cat dog. Cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
How did cat dog poop?
Out its mouth? I don't know.
That's as good an explanation as any.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm not going to question it. It's like remember the movie Cats versus Dogs?
Yep.
This is a bit from that movie.
I'm on to you, kitty, and you're in big trouble.
I think not, baby puppy. It is you who is in trouble.
I loved cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. Yeah, and they all have their like little war paraphernalia, night vision goggles, and little guns.
And the cats are always very smart, very cunning.
Oh, absolutely diabolical. Like Deep Voice was the big fluffy white cat.
Oh, you think it's like just a movie? It's real life, man. Pam, my dog, has been in a war with this one charcoal grey cat that lives in our street. We have a few cats in the street, but this one torments her.
Is it a stray or does it look like it belongs to someone?
I've seen it sitting in a windowsill of a house. So it belongs to someone about 6 houses down, right? So what it does is it works out, it can run underneath our house. Like there's like a little sort of gap that Pam can't fit under and it can scurry under the floorboards and, you know, dogs, they can hear anything. Pam will hear it and go nuts.
Mm.
So it does it at any time during the day, but now it's started doing it at nighttime.
Oh no.
It scurries around, then Pam goes nuts and barking at the floor, then tries to get outside. It's
He's
just going
tormenting
nuts.
Tormenting her.
It'll sit on the neighbor's fence watching Pam licking itself. And then Pam's like barking at it and stuff like that, almost like smiling at the dog, right? Oh. Initially, I found it all quite funny. I was like, come on, Pam, it's just a cat. You're never going to catch it. Like, Pam's quite a fast dog, but not going to catch the cat.
Yeah. Not getting on top of the fence.
We walk past their house. It sits in its own windowsill. Pam goes nuts trying to bark at it and stuff. It just doesn't do anything. Just very chill, very placid. It's literally toying with the dog. At first, I wasn't involved. Dad wasn't involved. But now it's gotten personal. Yesterday, all right, I was at home. Pam starts going nuts again. I was like, oh, the cat's probably under the house. Then she's at the front door and she's barking at the front door. I'm like, could be the postman. I'll just check. I open the door, I swear to God, to see this cat pissing on our front door. The cat was pissing on our front door. I'm not lying. And then it saw me and Pam open because there's a screen door blocking it. Pam's like pressing against the screen door going nuts. I was like, get the cat, Pam. Do whatever you need to do. I open the screen door. It chases it. The cat jumps the fence and's down the street. And Pam's like staunch going nuts. And you know what cat wee smells like? It stinks.
Yeah.
We had cat wee on the doormat, on the front screen. It was like a fly screen.
Oh, wow.
And it stunk and it was wafting through the whole house.
This is like the animal version of when kids would poo in a bag and then light it on fire and leave it on the doorstep.
Yes.
And then ring the doorbell, you'd run out and then stamp out the fire, end up with poo on your shoes. This is the equivalent.
It is.
She can't set a lighter. She can't do a lighter. She can pee on
it. Boy, there's a cat there going, like, this is the house where the dumb dog is. I'm going to wee on it. And just wheeze on it. And then now Pam's been furiously sniffing it. I had to get on my hands and knees and scrub the wee out of the fly screen. I'm spraying Febreze on it.
Need like some alcohol swabs or something to be able to stop Pam being able to smell it.
Pam's like going nuts every time she smells it. Like, the cat's done its job.
That's proper targeted, because don't animals mark their territory with their urine?
Yep.
So this is like, if I'm not here permanently making eyeballs at the dog, I can leave my scent.
I own this house.
It's going to drive her nuts anyway.
Yeah. So now I'm like, now, first I was like, Pam, this is the cat. Now I'm like, we are at war with the cat.
Wow.
Like, how far do I go to get this cat back?
This is the cat equivalent of, like, making money while you sleep, you know? Normally, you know, this cat's been running its own business, which was annoying Pam.
A lot of FaceTime.
A lot of FaceTime, having to do all the work themselves. Yeah. But now they're making money while they sleep. They pee. They can go home and go to sleep knowing that Pam's still annoyed.
Yeah.
They don't have to do
they
any
could
more
be
work.
Targeting other houses with dogs in it now that they've freed up all this time.
Expanding the business.
This is
an entrepreneur cat.
You've got to franchise it soon. Get other cats involved and
target
the whole of you.
Bring it back, team. You need to work with me and the dog. We're
I'm
the dog
I'm worried about how big this could get.
I know. And I literally sat with Pam and I sat on the couch and I was like, what are we going to do, Pam? I was like, I realize I'm now talking to my dog about getting a neighborhood cat. We've reached that level of lockdown, but I don't care.
You're both smoking. There's just like one light bulb flinging back and forth, pouring scotches.
We got to get the kitty. I need some help. I need some brainstorming ideas. We need to take this cat down.
I mean, is it fight fire with fire? Do you get Pam to go wee on the cat's house?
That's
is
bad.
That first step? A little bit of retaliation.
Well, poo. She has big poos.
Yeah,
big girl.
Okay.
When she, she needs to go, run her down and let her poo
Yeah.
But I need to do it without the owners knowing.
And that's the thing, the poo that could be linked to you. Do you know, it's a visual, whereas the pee, you can't, you know, if it dries up a bit, the scent could remain.
But here's the thing, you can't be linked to being there.
That's
so
the
you've
problem.
Got to train COVID-19 Pam to be able to go and poop on the doorstep.
Yes. You know what I think this calls for?
What's that?
A meeting at the dog park. I think we've got to get the brains trust together. As Minister for Dogs, you
can't
can call,
just call
on your patrons.
You can't just call a meeting at the dog park for any old thing.
Like, I don't think this is any old thing.
If I'm calling Audrey and Chili and Leroy in for a meeting, this is a big deal.
I think this is the first step of the cats taking over Hamilton. And then where do we stop them? They're going to reach all the way out to Maitland if you don't stop them now.
Oh, we don't want that.
We don't want it now. The far and wide reaches of this, you got to nip it in the bud, bro.
Yeah,
I agree.
I reckon we've got to call
it. Catnip it in the bud.
Catnip it in the bud.
Call a council dog park meeting. Okay,
yeah.
It's happening.
We've
got to
get the brains trust.
Get the brains trust together.
Wow.
Stay tuned, guys.
Let's head into space, though, because for the first time ever, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, is going to send 4 civilians, no astronauts, or already has done so, into space. No
Who's
astronauts
gonna fly the ship?
The ship will fly the ship.
Oh, my God.
Oh, classic Elon. No.
Yes. This is lost in space right now.
I'm sorry. If something goes wrong, someone's going to take the...
Who's going to take the wheel?
Who's going to take
is
the wheel?
Is it the vet? Is it the accountant?
Yeah.
You know?
Is it the teacher?
What does Jim do? Jim, you own a mowing company, don't you?
Hey, come on. Well, we've got a 38-year-old tech entrepreneur.
Okay.
We've got a 51-year-old geoscientist.
Yep.
Get the... Not as useful. how about this one, though? A 42-year-old aerospace data engineer.
Data? Can you imagine how the other three will turn on the data engineer being like, you work in aerospace? You'll be like, I'm data! I'm data!
Numbers!
I do spreadsheets! and a 29-year-old physician's assistant. So they are in space at the moment. They're going to orbit around the Earth 15 times a day for 3 days and then plonk back down in the Atlantic Ocean to be the world's first civilian-only space flight.
It's all controlled from Earth.
Yep. All controlled
That's
by
crazy.
Mission control.
What if anything goes wrong there? Aliens.
Serious?
Asteroids. I don't
Seriously,
know. Space just, stuff.
Space stuff. We've seen gravity.
I've seen gravity.
There's junk flying around up there and hits the thing and knocks them off course.
Oh, the movie Gravity.
The movie Gravity.
The force.
No,
with
Sandra. Just like, we've noticed gravity. It pulls everything
with
down.
With Sandra and George. George flies off into space, can't get him back.
Is this because we're trying to escape this Earth with the deadly pandemic and climate change and stuff? Like, is this really starting to heat up?
Well, the Falcon 9 rocket, which is what has launched them, the reusable Falcon 9, is specifically designed by Elon Musk because he wants to get people to Mars.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so, happening. Yes, it's happening.
It's to get people off the Earth.
Did these people win a trip or how did these people get picked?
They bought it. So they were raising money for a children's hospital fund. And the guy, the CEO of Shift 4 Payments, who was that first dude, Jared Isaacman, the tech entrepreneur, he paid $100
million. $100 million
As a donation to the children's thing. We don't know how much it was supposed to cost for just one seat, and then donated the other three seats to the three people who have come along with him.
Oh, so he covered everything. Gotcha.
Yeah, I was just imagine people in space. Like, imagine us. Like, no one would be more useless than us three in space. Like, you're up there.
Oh, I mean, for all our skills, none of them apply up there.
like, imagine that. We're going down. Mayday, mayday. All I can do is back announce Ed Sheeran. You know what I mean?
What am I going to do? Write a parody song?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
you're doing a skit about going down. Jess is instering it. He's at Jess.
You're the jury right now in Newcastle. Jury Castle, if you will. Because we need you to decide, do you?
Kaboom! You've been lawyered.
You need to decide on a do you, don't you question right now on 13 1060. And whatever happens, we go forth and do.
That's right. And today we're asking, do you or don't you hide your purchases, your parcels, your online shopping from your partner? We know that there has been an influx of online shopping. Obviously, the pandemic has closed retailers.
Yeah.
So we're getting everything delivered to our doorstep. And I happen to mention to you boys that, yeah, I've started a couple of tactics to hide my influx of purchases from my partner, whether it be fashion, whether it be shoes, whether it be skincare. I have started ticking the box on the online form. Would you like it sent to the post office? Usually I would hate that because it's an extra trip. But also, what else am I doing with my afternoons? And this way I can just go.
And you love the post office, famously.
Love the post office. Yeah. You get the text message these days. Oh, your parcel has now been delivered.
Yeah.
So even the slips are becoming redundant because the slip could give you away otherwise.
Yeah.
But I get the text message and then I can just go.
Yeah.
Come home, have it already opened. So if he does catch me, it's like, oh, this old thing, I just pulled it off the line or something.
Georgette
doesn't see me walking
that
in with the box.
Georgette can buy like a whole dress and say, oh no, I've had this for ages.
Yep.
Because she's been the same size since she was 18.
You'd never know.
It's believable.
Yes, and it's more just on you. Off. Why don't you pay attention to me? You can flip the combo very quickly.
Yeah. So you're a big do you then?
I'm a big do you.
Because I'm a big don't you. Mm. I don't think I've ever done it. I don't think my partner's ever done it.
Do you think that's because of the opposite of an influx? You're not getting that much stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Get that much,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think Morgan buys online shops that much either. But I don't,
you
think,
don't
either
think
of us do
does.
It. No, I really
she's just
don't.
Really good at hiding.
She's pretty, we have joint everything, joint accounts.
Like,
I'd notice. We're going to see it. So it's a big don't you from me.
I assume you're doing an audit every month.
Absolutely.
Your bank account as
with
well.
A highlighter.
What kind of guy
is this?
I'm a big don't you as well.
Yeah.
I don't order a lot online, but if I do, it's always something pretty insignificant and I'd always get permission. Right. Not that Georgette's like a controlling person, but I don't always ask.
Get permission.
Can I get some nougat? Yes, you can.
I need a new pair of shoes, please. Well, we've invited Shawnee B from our morning show in. Good morning, Shawnee.
Good morning, guys.
I would have to say, Shawnee, you've been working here, what, just over a month? 2 months?
2 months, yeah.
I have never seen anyone in the office get more deliveries.
He always sneaks out to the hallway and he's coming back with boxes and stuff.
I love that you know that. I thought you guys were gone when this happened.
No, because the posties can't get into the building. They
even
all
our
sit
boss,
out there.
Jace, he's noticed too. I'm like, oh, this is bad.
I saw the postie outside the door the other day and I was just like, what are you doing? He's just like, I'm a bit confused. I don't have a package for Shawnee B today. I thought I'd come just in case, but I double checked and there's no package. So,
are you getting
all your stuff delivered to work to avoid your partner?
No, my partner lives in Sydney, but okay. I have done that before, right? So we used to live in this apartment that everything would get returned because it was so difficult to get into the apartment. So I had to get everything to my work and we worked in the same radio station. So, and she's like, we're complete opposites. I'm like, I get money, I spend it. Like, I could die tomorrow. I could get hit by a bus. So I've got to spend it, you know? She's a complete opposite. She
spend.
Yeah. She is a great saver. Like,
right.
She's so good at saving. Like, I need to be more like her. Anyway, it's very rare of her to buy something. I developed this really bad addiction to buying vinyl during lockdown last year. So I reckon I had like 5 a week come. Like, it was crazy.
Do you listen to them?
I listen to them. Yeah. I listen to them. I love them. And it's a bad addiction. Anyway, so, and it became a joke around the office. Like, we've got to hide these from Sean's partner. Like, they're under the desk out the front of reception. I'm like, okay, cool.
You had people working for you.
Yeah, anyway, she ordered something. She never does. And I was so proud of her. I was like, good on you for ordering a pair of pants, you know? Anyway, so she goes down to the car park one day. And the Australia Post guy, Darren, we became mates after this. He sees her and she goes, oh, she's like, is that a package? He goes, yeah. She goes, oh, is that for me? And he goes, no, it's for this Sean Brown guy. I reckon he has about 5 of these come a week. And she goes, that's my partner. And he goes, oh, did I, not actually 5. Like, I reckon he has like a couple. But And I was like, my boy trying to back me. And she comes up, she said, you know, the postman told me you have 5 of these come a week. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
You've been hiding them this whole time.
I know, I got caught. And it was really awkward.
Ratted out by Darren.
Ratted out by bloody Darren. Oh, then we became mates like that after that because he
classic
knew
Darren.
He knew to look out for Marion.
So 13, 10, 60, do you don't you hide your purchases from your partner?
Yeah, maybe you're a flat out don't you, or maybe you've had to get real creative in lockdown. If your partner's working from home, can catch the postie, how do you catch him?
Aside
before?
From Shawnee B, I don't think there'd be many males that are, do you?
Oh, well, Adam Hughes has texted in and said it's always easy to ask for forgiveness to ask for permission.
Yes, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
Okay.
And Kiara has said, I can't. He's the postie.
That's not great.
Oh, he's really interrupted the chain there. Yeah.
AJ and Greta, do you, don't you, hide your online purchases from your partner?
My partner's a do you. She tried hiding one from me the other day and... We got a video doorbell, so the notification came through on my phone. I questioned her about it. I'm like, what did you get? And she's like, oh, nothing. I'm like, you forgot I got the notification with a thumbnail.
Yeah.
But she deleted the video evidence.
You know what, AJ, that's so funny you say that. Angus just installed, that's the doorbell he got delivered.
Oh, no.
The one with the sensor that starts filming. It's meant to be for security.
Yeah.
I reckon it's just to
it's
catch
for
me.
You. Oh, there you go. There's a do you camp. Taylor's out of Merriweather on 13, 10, 60. Taylor, do you, don't you, hide your purchases from your partner?
I'm a don't you hide your purchases, but I don't tell my partner about the purchases until they arrive.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now they're in existence, we can talk about it.
I'm not lying. It's just like I'm not spreading the news until it does arrive, if that makes sense.
So you're not hiding the box that has been paid for and has arrived, but you're not
necessarily... No, but I'm also not saying I'm about to spend $200 on a pair of swimmers. You know what I mean?
So smart.
So she a do or a don't you? I don't know what she is.
She's not hiding, so don't you, I guess. Fiona's in Cessnock. Do you, don't you? Hide your online purchases from your partner.
Do ya?
Do ya?
I've even gone next level. So I hid them from my partner. And it got to the point where I got them delivered to work. Put my work wife in charge of my expense account, and then it got so bad that I ended up getting them delivered to home again.
Wow.
Jeez.
You're getting too many people involved, Fiona.
Fiona and Shawnee could never be together.
No.
All right, Bree and Ellie Barner, do ya, don't ya, hide your purchases from your partner?
Definitely a do ya.
Do ya.
Okay.
Very good. What's your tactic?
Well, I get them sent to work. Number one, and everyone at work is on board. They all know me and my spending. So they're all on board. But if I do get it sent to home, something will arrive and it'll be this giant, big package. And my partner will go, what the bloody hell have you ordered now?
Okay, so we got to do the...
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Hide your parcels is what we're saying. That was a majority do ya.
Yeah, it was a bit of a landslide, wasn't it?
Right, Ducko, you and I, we need to start hiding our online purchases
now.
That's the rules of engagement here.
The one that you're getting every, couple
months?
Yeah,
we've got to start making online purchases.
But look, it is the end of the show.
Yeah, it is.
And this is a bit of an awkward one, I'm not going to lie. But today was supposed to be a... sad but special day. Producer Sophie, who has done 348 shows with us as our producer.
Wow, quite cracked the 350.
Well, you say that, yeah. But this was supposed to be your last day, Sophie, and we're all very sad.
Yes, very sad. So, yeah, you were going to go back home to South Australia.
Mm-hmm. Been tough in lockdown.
It has.
Partners down there, it's a tough time to live
and we
away.
Are very annoying. Very annoying.
A bit deaver.
But 7 o'clock last night, we found out that, no, you are staying until October 1 because you can't get your exemption cleared just yet.
I'm still here.
What? Why?
They're getting 4,000 exemptions a week to go back to South Australia. And unless they can only approve 200 a week. So they're not going to approve Sophie, I don't think.
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
So you're here for another 2 weeks with us, but it was meant to be your last day. So you are leaving the show formally.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as of today, you're officially dead to us.
Yes.
Even though you have to now work.
Well, she's been in the checkout land for a couple of weeks. Let's be honest.
No. In a meeting a week and a half ago, Sophie told us she deleted her calendar and had missed an event that was coming up because, the app was no longer on her phone.
Yeah, because she had enough storage. So she deleted the calendar. Who needs a calendar?
Who needs a calendar?
When you're a producer. Yeah. So anyway, we do have a little tribute for you this week for the bottom three.
Yeah, so we had put this together for you all this week. But
we thought it was going to be teary, huggy, but I mean...
Way to stuff us up.
You're staying. So it's, I mean, so indicative of the times. No plan goes to plan in COVID times. Even a farewell.
Yeah, but we didn't have another bottom three for this week because it was too late after 7 o'clock last night. So here's your farewell package. We'll see you for the next 2 weeks.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's bottom three. Celebrating the low points of the week. No, cancel that. Today we say goodbye to our producer, Sophie, who's moving back to Adelaide. And to commiserate, we thought we'd do the bottom three of Sophie's time in Newey.
Who?
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 Number three.
Sophie does an insane amount of work organising the show, much more than Nick, Jess or Ducko, and has had so many wonderful moments off-air, like the time she organised an interview with a surfer at Surffest, who had just come out of the water having lost and not being able to speak English. Great for radio. But the ones we're celebrating today are the moments she brought us on air. Let's start with Sophie singing. It's a surprise she doesn't have producers banging down her door with performances like these.
Everybody let the good times roll. I wanna feel the music in my soul.
This one is for the boys in the booming system. Hoptown Hinty in the cooling system. When I keep up bottles and he got a right kind of you go, you might sell. I don't know what's the word for.
But our favourite times producer Sophia's song has been when she came up with little segment intros like this one.
Hey, I took last Wednesday off. You can't have this Wednesday off, you cheeky bugger.
I just letting you know, potentially you can get sick. So
I've got my second one tomorrow, so I might be off Thursday, Friday.
Oh, jeez,
right.
The whole team.
Sophie, get ready. Might just be the gals for the rest of the week, babe.
Jess and Sophie.
Maybe I'm not feeling too well either.
All right, so what's the opener now?
Yeah, how does it go?
So, Sophie and Sophie.
Did you just say your name wrong and then say it again?
Like I said it three different times, but I couldn't think of another way to say Sophie.
So she's going to do a bit of a skit comedy. It's just going to be Sophie, but she'll play three different versions of herself.
What can we expect on the show with just you two?
Have conversations. No, I'm taking the day off. I'm taking the week off too. It's just Sophie, Wolfie, and Brophy. What was the other one?
Sophie and Wolfie.
Wolfie sounds like a bloody hoot, doesn't she? You want her around on the weekend.
And if you thought that one was lackluster, don't worry. She's done even better.
Normally for segments like this, we would have like a little opener thing where
it
tells you the name of the show and stuff like that. But we don't. So we're going to throw the start over to producer Sophie. I'm just going to play some music. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't lie, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Say the name of the game.
What's the name of the game?
I was on the phone, I missed what you said.
It's called Two Truths and a Lie.
And that sums up our show right then and there. What you've just heard.
It's a short week, darling. It's a bloody short week.
That's
leading the blind. We still need to get this out, Sophie. Yeah.
Two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
All right.
One thing a lot of people don't know about Sophie is that she's a qualified lawyer and, as expected, has an encyclopedic knowledge of a lot of things. For example, classic movies.
Do they say it, the title of the movie? Like, Cool Runnings!
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do? You big fan of Cool Runnings producers?
When was the last time you watched Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Who's your favourite character?
The person on the bobsled team.
There's a few of them.
Wow.
But she's also totally across current events and often provided the team with news stories she'd read. Like this one she handed Ducko mere moments before we were about to go live. Considering she was the only one who knew the details, it was great to see how well she bailed Ducko out here.
New little hack come out for Uber users, guys. Let's say you wait for Uber for 10 minutes, right? It goes to the wrong place. You get frustrated, you cancel it, but you still need to pay. There's a cancellation fee.
Oh, yeah, that is so annoying. Now to $10.
To flick the cancellation fee, all you need to do on your settings in your Uber app, you can actually go in and select add a PIN code, right? So then when the Uber driver picks you up, you then tell him the PIN code to put into his app, and then he puts it in and it means you're in the car.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that means that they know you're in the car. Do you know what I'm saying?
But...
No, I'm not sure I understand.
Yes, if it's a cancellation fee...
Yes.
Then I don't want to be in the Uber with the PIN code.
Yes.
Yeah.
So am I still paying $10?
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah. Producer Sophie, you can chime in any time here.
So I don't think you didn't bring this story to the table.
Other way, if they cancel on you, then they can't charge you.
If they cancel on
you. If you cancel on them, right, and then do you still get charged even though the PIN code thing? Do you know what I'm... Like, Nick's point. It's actually a very good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Number
one. But easily the best on-air moment of producer Sophie was when she pretended to be two people speaking to each other at the same time. Here's how it went down. We were doing a competition where callers guessed the voices of five celebrities, but our caller dropped out. So Sophie pretended to be the caller and the adjudicator speaking to each other at the same time.
Okay, so the first is Benji Madden. This is Mila Kunis. The third is William Shakespeare, like writer, pen.
Right.
Okay, from the 1400s.
Keep going, Joe. Keep going.
Maybe then Hilary Duff.
And then number five.
It's a man.
Scott Morrison.
I mean, he's very topical. Shut up, you two. Good. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, adjudicator Sophie just put us out of our misery.
Joe, I'm sorry, but none of your new answers are right.
Thank you, Joe.
No.
Tough times, Joe.
Shut up, play Selena.
And that's it for producer Sophie's bottom three. Goodbye, Sophie. Thank you for everything you've done for us and for always being you.
Thank you, Day May.
Sophie!
You as you, talking about William Shakespeare, and you reacting is just gets me going.
To another radio job in Adelaide. Did you have to put together any audio?
Because if I heard that, you wouldn't be going.
Yes, I'm aware. Let's not send it to them.
Oh.
No, it shows that you'll go above and bloody beyond and put yourself out there and not worry about looking silly.
Yeah,
it's
and not
been a
changing
joy.
Your voice.
I'm yeah. so good on the mic. So.
Yeah, it's been good fun. It's been great to get to know you and watch you grow.
Yes, you are one of the strangest people we've ever met and we're going to miss you so much.
I
miss
you guys too.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
But we will also see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've really got leaving. Some presents, but you're not having them until you leave, I guess.
In the most Sophie way to leave ever.